From Spark and Anvil and Haiku Quest, this is Lantern and Breeze, in Chapter 1 of the Haiku Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The garden surrendered slowly to the deep blue of dusk. Along the winding stone path, a dozen small paper lanterns, meticulously crafted, gave off a warm, unwavering glow. They were Lantern's careful work, her pride, each one a tiny sun against the encroaching night. From the lowest branch of a gnarled cherry tree, a set of bamboo wind chimes hung, waiting for a whisper of air to set them singing. They were Breeze's constant companion, his favorite instrument. Lantern sat perfectly still on a smooth, cool rock, a writing brush held with delicate precision between her fingers. Her gaze was fixed on the lanterns, as if she could draw their quiet light onto the paper. Breeze, on the other hand, found stillness a challenge. He zipped from the path to the cherry tree and back again, a blur of motion, making the chimes clink softly, a gentle, musical punctuation to the evening. He seemed to carry the very essence of autumn's restless energy. "We need a poem for tonight," Lantern said, her voice as soft and steady as the light she tended, an autumn haiku.
I know, Breeze whispered, rustling the leaves of a small maple tree with an invisible current of air.
He bounced on the balls of his feet.
It should be about, whoosh, the feeling of the world getting ready to sleep, the shiver of the air right before the first frost.
Lantern shook her head gently, a movement barely perceptible.
No. A haiku is a picture. It should be about the light. See how it pools on the moss? How it makes the shadows long and peaceful, stretching out like sleepy cats?
She pointed with her chin at one of her lanterns, its paper shell a pale orange against the deepening twilight. It's a perfect still moment, captured for all time. Breeze sighed, a puff of air that made a single crimson maple leaf detach itself and spin gracefully to the ground.
Still as boring, Lantern. A poem needs to move. It needs to have a pulse.
They had been at this for nearly an hour, and their inkstone, a smooth, dark slab, remained untouched, its surface gleaming with clean water. The blank paper seemed to mock them.
Lantern decided to show him, rather than argue further. She closed her eyes for a moment, picturing the scene exactly as it was, every detail sharp and clear in her mind. She believed a poem's strength came from capturing a single, perfect image, like a photograph made of words. You had to hold it completely still, she thought, before you could ever hope to share its beauty.
Okay, listen, Lantern said calmly, opening her eyes.
Let's just focus on the picture first. The feeling will follow, I promise. She looked down the path, at the row of glowing paper shapes, each one a miniature sun. They didn't move. They simply were, radiating their quiet warmth. That, she knew, was their particular magic. How about this for a first line? Warm paper lanterns. She paused, letting the words hang in the quiet air, a soft invitation. It felt like a good start, she decided. It painted the main subject clearly, and it had exactly 5 syllables, just as a haiku's first line should. Anyone hearing that line, she reasoned, could picture it instantly, clear and calm, a small island of light in the growing darkness. Glow along the path, she finished, imagining the rest of the poem unfolding around this central image. It would be about the stillness, about the way the light held back the encroaching night. It would be a poem about peace, about the quiet beauty of observation. She looked over at Breeze, expecting him to finally see the beauty in her vision. But he was just kicking at a loose pebble, his foot tapping an impatient rhythm against the stone.
But nothing is happening, Breeze burst out, his voice echoing with frustration. He zipped over to the cherry tree, a sudden gust, and gave the branch a little shake. The bamboo chimes knocked against each other, making a hollow, almost lonely sound. Clunk, clunk, clink. poem isn't a painting that just sits there on a wall. It's a feeling that runs through you, like me. He took a deep breath, filling his lungs, and then puffed it out, a cool current of air that swirled through the garden. The lantern flames flickered wildly inside their paper shells, momentarily dancing. The leaves on the cherry tree whispered a brief secret. The wind chimes sang their hollow song again, a short, sharp melody. "That's the poem," he declared, his eyes bright with conviction. "The feeling of autumn arriving, a chill in the air." "A poem is about what you can feel," Breeze insisted, his energy barely contained. He tried his own first line, his voice full of vibrant motion. "Cool wind starts to blow. See, it has action. It has sound. You can feel it on your skin, can't you?" He spun in a little circle, making a few more leaves detach themselves and dance in his wake. For him, the garden wasn't a still picture to be observed. It was a symphony of movements and sounds, and a poem, he believed, had to capture that vital energy, or it wasn't alive at all.
"It needs a picture, or nobody knows what you're talking about," Lantern said, her quiet voice firm, cutting through Breeze's flurry. "Your line could be happening anywhere, in a wide field, on a lonely mountain peak. My line puts you right here, in this garden." "And my line makes you feel like you're here," Breeze retorted, zipping past her ear with a soft whoosh that ruffled a few strands of her hair. "Your lanterns just sit there, beautiful but motionless, until I come along and make their little lights dance." He was right, she realized. As he passed, the flames inside the paper wavered, and the shadows on the ground wiggled and stretched like waking creatures. Lantern watched the dancing shadows, a small, thoughtful smile touching her lips. "You're right," she admitted, her voice barely above a whisper. "They are more interesting when you're around, when you stir them to life." She looked up at the cherry tree. In the fading light, the leaves were just dark, indistinct shapes. But when Breeze rustled them, she could suddenly see each one distinctly, shivering, catching the last vestiges of light. "And I suppose you can't see your leaves rustling unless my light is shining on them, making their movement visible." Breeze stopped his perpetual zipping. He hovered near a lantern, watching its steady light and the playful shadow it cast on the mossy ground. He hadn't quite thought of it that way before. His movement, he now understood, needed her light to be seen, to have form. Her light, in turn, needed his movement to truly feel alive, to tell a story. They weren't trying to write two different poems, he realized. They were trying to describe two essential parts of the very same moment, two sides of the same experience.
They sat together on the smooth, flat rock, the inkstone finally between them. This time, they would build it together, each contributing their unique vision. "You start," Breeze offered, his voice softer now, a gentle current, "with the picture." Lantern dipped her brush in the ink, the black liquid gleaming. She nodded, then wrote the first line carefully on the paper, her hand steady. "Paper lanterns glow." It was a perfect still image, a quiet moment of visual truth. Breeze leaned in, his voice a low whisper that seemed to carry the very sound of the rustling leaves with it. "Now for the feeling, the movement," he said. He thought for a moment, listening to the faint, distant chime of his bamboo. "A cool wind whispers through leaves." It was perfect. The picture was there, clear and resonant. And now something was happening inside that picture. It felt complete, a moment both observed and experienced. They looked at each other, a shared understanding passing between them, and then down at the two lines. They only needed one more, the final stroke. Together, they looked at the ground, where the steady light from Lantern's paper gloves met the subtle motion from Breeze's airy current. They saw the answer right there on the moss, the interplay of light and shadow. They said the last line at the same time, their voices blending. "Shadows start to dance." Lantern wrote it down, completing the small poem. They read their haiku aloud in the quiet garden, the words echoing softly. The lanterns glowed, unwavering. The wind whispered,
a fleeting presence. And sitting there shoulder to shoulder, Lantern felt calm and Breeze felt light, and they both felt the same quiet, glad warmth spreading through them, proud and happy and grateful they had made it together.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lantern and Breeze. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.